This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is today Baseball Eve? Is that what they're calling it?
Yeah, baby.
It's Baseball Eve.
Come on, Andy, get pumped. Here we go.
Opening day Eve.
Here we go, baby.
I don't know, but I'm one day out of games mattering.
Oh, man, you are so excited.
Let's go, baby.
You want to talk to Dan Menigan anywhere but other than here, you better do it today because he's not going to be found as of Thursday.
Unless you're going to text me about baseball.
He's done for about a month.
Yep. It's going to be great. Be coming in here.
It's going to be great.
Be coming in here with
nothing,
all sorts of...
Nothing but TV dinners from back in the old days.
Oh, nice.
Going to put them in the oven.
I'm going to have Texas Ranger thoughts out of the wazoo. It's
going to
be awesome.
Salisbury steak with that apple crap.
The apple stuff was the best part. I almost brought that up. That was the best part. The mashed potatoes were good, too.
Remember when that was something?
With TV dinners?
Yes.
All right. Russell Wilson.
I have a lot of thoughts on the Oakland, Sacramento, Las Vegas Athletics.
It's going to be great. Take them back to Philadelphia.
How long before that field is completely burned out? They're playing minor and Major League Baseball in the same field and it's grass. That thing's going to be burned out by June, middle of June.
Okay.
Don't you think? It's going to look like Municipal Stadium.
It's Northern California. It's nice and cool.
It's going to be like watching the Browns play at Municipal Stadium. Where? Sacramento?
Northern California.
Sacramento gets some heat.
It's Northern California.
They get some heat over there, too. Right, it's not like the other stuff. Do you really want to go toe-to-toe with me on weather? Do you really want to go down that road?
That's a good point. You want to stay on your turf.
Not at 10:20 when we're trying to get the first segment of the show up and rolling.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you could put the hitch on the back of this bumper. Give us one word to describe the Browns offseason right now. Give us one word to describe the Browns offseason. You are invited to participate. 216-474-0092. We're also going to talk about Russell Wilson here in a second. Jeff Phelps, give us one word to describe. I'm trying to build up the excitement here.
P-H-E-L-P-S. You said in the break, you better not have the same word that I have.
I'm going to be upset if you do.
I'm going to allow you to say your first descriptive word of the Browns offseason.
Okay, I hope this word is correct.
We'll let you know.
So far, there were two words I was going back and forth on, and I decided to go with meticulous. Meticulous is the word I'm going for in the Browns offseason.
That's not
a very exciting word.
It's not one I would use.
I think everything they have done, everything they are doing is 100% planned out. I think they know what they want to do at quarterback. I think we're waiting for dominoes to fall here for them. And part of it has to do with the draft. I feel like they are precision was the other word. I feel like they know exactly what they're doing. But it all started with, and I didn't feel that way until they got Myles Garrett back on board. Once they got Myles back on board, And by the way, I think they were meticulous about Myles Garrett too. They knew exactly what they wanted to do. They wanted to make him the highest paid at the time, the highest paid non-quarterback in the league. They set out, and that's what they did, and that happened. So that's why I think it's been kind of meticulous. I don't know if it's going to mean wins or not, but they have been meticulous in what they're doing. Give me your word, Jeff.
I wrote down two.
Well, you can only have one.
Who says?
That's the way the game is written on the sheet here. Give us one word to describe the Browns offseason, and I believe you came up with this game. So I'm making you eat your own words.
All right. I wrote down two. I'll give you the first one.
All right. I guess we're going to get both of them anyway. So
they've had a curious offseason so far.
Curious?
Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Seuss, what do you got?
I didn't want to take it as far as like puzzling. So I thought curious offseason. And I say that for this reason. You know, like I think they made some nice signings on the offensive line. Okay, I see what they've done and brought in some veterans on the offensive line who might play and contribute, and maybe could become a long term part of this. Okay,
of those three, Cornelius Lucas,
Devin Jenkins.
Yeah, which one do you feel will be more impactful?
Jenkins.
Jenkins. Okay.
Yeah, I think Jenkins could be a starting left tackle. Even he's played tackle in college.
Okay.
I say curious for this reason, okay? Who's the quarterback?
As of right now?
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett.
That's curious, isn't it?
I don't think that because it's meticulous, I believe they brought him in to be the second string quarterback.
Who's the starting running back?
Jerome Ford.
Really?
Right now it's Jerome Ford.
Yeah,
if the season started, I think they would be comfortable with Jerome Ford as a starting running back.
I wouldn't be.
I think they are.
I think they need to be better than Jerome Ford.
But
nothing against Jerome.
You've been a big Jerome Ford fan your entire career. I'm surprised.
No, I haven't been.
You drive Fords just because they have Jerome Ford as a true or false.
Who's their? Give me three wide receivers who are going to be on the field when they go to three wide receiver sets.
As of right now, Jerry Jeudy, Cedric Tillman.
How's Cedric's head after that concussion? Is he okay? I hope so. I like him.
Who would the other guy be at this point? Either Jamari Thrash or Michael Woods?
Oh, help me, please.
They're going to bring in other. Why do you have to be so? You sound so mean when you say
that's
it that
why,
way.
That's why.
Oh, help me, please. Jamari Thrash. Oh, I'm scared.
Who's their number two tight end along with David Njoku in a Kevin Stefanski offense they want to go
Whitehart.
Back to?
They like Blake Whitehart.
Well, that's nice.
Okay.
So, to me, it's a curious offseason. The other word I wrote down was incomplete.
All right. Well, that's easy.
Yeah.
You haven't finished free agency, and you haven't finished the draft. So.
Yeah. But you're deep into this free agency stuff. You have no starting quarterback. In my estimation, you have no starting running back. In my estimation, you have no clear-cut. And I'll give you your number one is Jerry Jeudy. Again, I hate saying
I don't like when you try to label these wide receivers.
I know you
as
don't,
one, two, three.
But I'm going to go ahead and give that to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, you have no clear-cut number two wide receiver, and you have no clear-cut number two tight end. And your offense stunk last year. So that's why I think it's curious. There's still plenty of time. And you don't build a Super Bowl team in free agency. You build a Super Bowl team through the draft. And I say Super Bowl because that's the ultimate goal. So it's curious to me that they've not patched some of these holes in free agency because the pickings are slim.
Feels like the Patriots have tried to do that, though. Don't you think so?
Well, but they have a different type of feel on that team. They have a quarterback. They have their quarterback. His name's Drake May. They don't have to worry anything, but they got him. They've got a quarterback who I think might be better than anything else we have who's not even going to play, Joe Milton. So they have one for sure.
And they have Josh Dobbs, too, whatever that's worth.
Yeah, and they brought in Josh, which is going to be great when they go visit NASA in New England.
Although we're trying to get NASA's headquarters here. Bravo, by the way.
Big.
By the way, bravo.
So all those people working on it. I would say curious Because it's like, okay, there's a lot more to this plan that we haven't seen yet. I hope.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah. Dan, by the way, if you have the word, let us know. And please keep it clean. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Again, we're asking you, give us one word to describe the Browns offseason. Jeff and I see things a little bit differently. Meticulous is the word that I've been using. Jeff used incomplete. You can't use because that's there. I mean, of course it's incomplete.
Yeah.
Your first word was better. What was it? Curious?
Curious.
Curious. Okay. Meticulous, curious. Dan Menigan, give us a word to describe the Browns. Oh, realistic.
Realistic. The reason is they looked at the roster, they looked at the situation they were in, they looked at the cap situation that they were in, and they looked at the free agent pool, and they went, what's our best way to get better? Build up the defense, build up the trenches, run the ball, and we'll figure out quarterback when we get there. It was a realistic way to look at this, because if you looked at the quarterbacks available, we did on this show, I mean, all of three of them made all of us go, ugh. So if your solution is draft or you're probably better off going the draft route and finding somebody there, and even if you're not totally sold on the top two, even going later in the draft, because then it doesn't set you back for the future. It's a realistic look at this roster, and it's a realistic look at where this team is going to go. If you want to make the playoffs, you are going to make the playoffs by running the ball and by playing great defense, ball control. That's how they're going to do it. That's what this offseason looks like. Realistic.
Can they run the ball right now with Jerome Ford and Pierre Strong?
Yes.
I like Pierre Strong. I don't dislike Jerome Ford. I just think that this thing is screaming for a lead running back.
And we've got a draft ahead of us.
Exactly.
In a running back class that is packed.
It's packed. They're going to bring in a running back, Andy, and I would bet that the running back they bring in is the guy who gets the majority of the carries. That could even be Nick Chubb.
Yeah, has anyone heard anything on Nick? I was looking for it like 2 days ago, and I mean, there's just nothing moving.
You know, my concern, though?
Everybody's waiting for the draft.
My one concern is, and it's been my concern for way too long, it's wide receiver. You know, Cedric Tillman looked terrific last year until his concussion, but he looked terrific with Jameis Winston throwing him the football. He didn't look terrific with his high school teammate throwing him the football. DTR, and he didn't look terrific when Deshaun Watson was playing quarterback. So there has to be some chemistry that's going to have to develop there with whoever is at quarterback. And if it's Kenny Pickett, fine, go. You better find another wide receiver. And this is not considered a great draft for wide receivers. And the track record of this front office in drafting wide receivers is downright lousy. And that's why I would have gone out and signed a free agent wide receiver. You still could. There are a couple of guys out there that I think you could take a flyer on at veteran minimums who I actually like in that regard. I wouldn't say, hey, this guy's going to be a stud. But there are guys, in fact, two LSU guys, DJ Shark, Terrace Marshall. I think both of those guys would be really interesting signings for the Browns, and they could get them cheap, I think, and they're both still available. Would you bring back Elijah Moore? Elijah looked really good with Jameis throwing the football. I mean, that's what you traded a second-round pick for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Elijah looked pretty good. Well, he's still available. I wouldn't mind bringing him back if I was confident in a quarterback's ability to get him the football. And the quarterback thing is screaming two things, Andy. To me, it's screaming not Carson Wentz, even though I started legal tampering with Welcome to Carson Wednesday. That's looking more and more like a possibility here. But that's not what it's screaming to me. It's screaming quarterback at two and or Kirk Cousins, because Russell's gone. I mean, all these guys are now off the board.
All right, we're going to talk about Russell Wilson here. And Browns fans, I'm just curious at all. Are you bummed that the Browns didn't get Russell Wilson? I'll be honest, I'm not. 216-474-0092.
What's your word?
My word is meticulous.
Mine's curious.
And Dan's is realistic, right? What is your word to describe the Browns offseason? 216-474-0092. You can always hit us up on social media at CLE Talking Heads. Baskin and Phelps.